Good morning. Come on in, find a place. Good to see y'all. Great day to be in the kingdom, amen? Yeah. Thank you for switching with me and the kids. Yeah. Wow, it's like I just feel the Lord wants to just take a moment and just take a moment with Him here. Put our thoughts on Jesus. Let Him clean the stuff off that gets on us as we walk around throughout our week. It's like He's showing me Mount McKinley and how it's pushed up through all the other stuff around it. It's like He's showing me that's who you are today. All that stuff has just fallen off. It's just debris at your feet now. It's not who you are. Cleansing. Come on. Go ahead and stand with me if you would. Well, let's enter into worship here. Heavenly Father, we just thank You. Thank You for the opportunity to worship You corporately, Lord. Let the flavor and the aroma that we've been carrying all week as individuals begin to mix . It's more than just addition, it's multiplication. It's exponential. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. tithes and offering now. And let's see here. So you can give in the basket up front here during the next song. Go online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's a couple ways there. So the Lord's been talking to me today. Last fall it kind of started for me, actually, and the Lord was showing me how I handle my giving, and he was encouraging me to move away from having it be a mathematical calculation of 10% of whatever it is that I have coming in, right? Much as I love math, it's hard for me to let that go. But it tends to be an area that I know for me, I can get pretty legal in, well, was that 9.9 or was that 10, you know? And it gets kind of weird, you know, after a while. And so the Lord's really been speaking to me about that for months now. And I talked about it, I think back in December, he had given me a new direction for me, and I believe maybe a new direction for some of you too. And it's, instead of making it a calculation, a mathematical calculation that we could check the box that we did it right, he just opens it up to giving generously. And, you know, what does that just kind of wipes out the mathematics completely, right? And it takes away the checkbox, kind of. And I like that idea and that act of giving out of generosity rather than any other way, actually. There's a freedom in that, a responsibility in that. And who knows, it may end up being way more than 10% when you're giving generously too. Hard to say. But if you're truly giving generously, it maybe doesn't matter so much, does it? So anyway, he gave me three things: give generously, give consistently, and give joyously. And today he's got me focused on giving joyously. In fact, I heard that word come out of Kim's mouth that they're in prayer this morning. Joy of the Lord. Could you go ahead and put that slide up, Ben? Or whoever's running it there? Yeah. He put this on my heart to put it in a slide, of course, that this morning he was talking to me about the rest of that chapter. And I was thinking we were going to read the whole thing, but I'm beginning to think we'll just do this now. I would encourage you, though, to crack open your Bible and read the whole chapter, because it really sets the tone for what this is. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this. It's in the Passion Translation. Because I set you, Yahweh, always close to me, my confidence will never be weakened. For I experience your wraparound presence. Wow, I like that word, wraparound. I didn't know that was a word, actually. I guess it is because it shows it there. But wraparound presence. To me, when I hear that word, I almost think of, you know, that towel that just came out of the dryer in the laundry and you wrap it around and it just kind of feels really nice. That's what I think of when I think of that word, is wrap around, right? Wrap around presence every moment. My heart and soul explode with joy, full of glory, Yeah, I love that. Even my body will rest confident and secure. Yeah. So that's, of course, talking about more than just tithes and offering, isn't it? It's really giving our whole life to Him. And quite frankly, Him giving His life to us, too. Right? The intimacy of that is just so much nicer and so much fuller than some sort of mathematical calculation that puts 10% in a basket, right? It's way beyond that. So Heavenly Father, we just thank You today. We thank You for the opportunity to give generously, consistently, and with great joy. With great joy, we bring our offering to You today, Lord. Amen.
tell me what moves you. He's told us, right? We already know. So it's not just about the knowing. It's not just about knowing what he wants from me, whether it's an offering, a sacrifice, a song. I want to go back to the story in Luke 7 and maybe connect a couple dots. Jesus had just raised a little boy from the dead. Remember, the Roman centurion said, you don't have to come to my house. I know authority, and all you have to do is speak the word, and it will happen. And Jesus said, I've never seen faith so great in Israel. Remember that? And then a Pharisee invites him over to his house for dinner. You know, the Pharisees, they were Jesus' favorite. He called them open graves and whitewashed sepulchers and things like that, pit of vipers. But Jesus says, okay, I'll go over to his house. Sits down. It actually says he finds his seat, which I think is kind of cool. And in the middle of dinner, a prostitute walks in off the street, comes to Jesus' feet, starts crying, washing his feet with her tears, drying them with her hair. And Simon the Pharisee says, boy, if you were a real prophet, you would have known what kind of woman she was, and you wouldn't have let that happen. And Jesus says, I have a word for you, Simon. We do that all around here. I have a word for God from you. Can you imagine the King of Heaven going, I have a word?
Determines themselves to be forgiven little. I don't
for the Lord, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your heart embedded in us, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Yeah, come on. Go ahead and have a seat, and I think we've got some announcements. Always Spirit-led.
Please embarrass me. Good morning, everyone. So Scott and I have been out of state road tripping, and man, it's good to come back. Wow. We missed our Bridge of Hope family, and then to come home and have snow gone and the trees turning green are like, oh, thank you, Lord. I mean, it seems like when it finally happens, it's fast. It's fast. So it's so good to be here. So good to have all of you here today. Our pastors, Zach and Sage, are on the road somewhere, Colorado or somewhere, and they're going to be ending up at Mark and Ann Tubbs for like a conference or some kind of special meeting, and then they will be back. Apostles, Zach and Sage. They are at Mark and Ann's now, so they will be back with us next week, so you can be praying for their travels, and we're excited to have them back and hear what they have to bring back to us next week. So we're getting a full calendar for summer, so exciting stuff happening. Memorial weekend, there's going to be planting going on for those of you that like to dig in the dirt, and we do have a community garden in the back part of our parking lot. So there's going to be planting going on. So you can be stay tuned for more details about that. But it's going to start Memorial Weekend, getting things in the ground, getting ready to grow things. And then June 2nd, we're hosting a night of worship here. So, yes, we're blessed to have Kingdom Alliance Network. They contacted us and said, hey, you guys want to open up? And we're like, absolutely. Bring it on. So we invite all of you to come June 2nd, 7 p.m. We're just going to have a great time in the Lord here in this house. And then Father's Day weekend, we're going to have another camp out. We did it last year. It was so much fun. We want to do it again. It's going to be right here on our property. So Friday night, Saturday night, and then we'll worship together Sunday. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to come. And if you don't have a camper or a tent and you want to come anyway, that is great, because there probably will be, I know we have an extra tent that we can have here for those that maybe want to hang out. So sign up in the foyer for that for Father's Day weekend. And then I hate to think about fall already, but exciting stuff's happening in the fall already. So there's going to be the Revealing, which is a gathering of the creatives. Something brand new, and the Lord is just putting new and new stuff, and yeah. So there's the lady there. If you have some questions, want more information, what is this about? So she said yes to the Lord and running with it. Yeah. And then in October, there's going to be another conference, Business with Purpose. That's not going to be held here in our house. That's going to be actually at the Dena Center. So there's more information there if you want to click on that. Get some more details about that. So all kinds of good stuff coming for us. So that's it for now.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, I guess it's time to let the kids go. Line up out here by the door and wait for the teacher to take you down. And the rest of us could meet and greet a little bit here as we shift gears.